Well, I mean, Mitt Romney is an interesting figure, partly because of his Mormonism, okay? And his father, George Romney, who was governor of Michigan during the 50s and 60s, he attempted to run for the Republican primary in 1968. And at the time, he was unsuccessful, partly because, so some people believe, because of his Mormonism. The reasons why he might have been unsuccessful at the time, incidentally, are interesting because there are some interesting stories about how George Romney did some press conferences, and sometimes he would mention God in his interviews with people, and journalists and other Republicans reacted with horror and thought, "Why is he talking about God all the time? Why is he talking about religion? There's no place for that in politics." And that gives you a sense of how much has changed in Republican politics since then. I think actually, in some respects, given that Mitt Romney's Mormonism was presented as such a problem early on in the primary race, I think in some respects it's actually a real achievement for Romney and his camp to have secured the Republican nomination for him, because there will be many amongst the conservative Christian base of the Republican Party who will be ill at ease with that. And the challenges ahead for Romney in mobilizing that social conservative base, particularly around the Southern Baptist churches and the American South and the like, those challenges remain. It will be interesting to see how he fares with that, especially when one considers that when Romney was governor of Massachusetts, he built up a really impressive record as a moderate, some would say liberal Republican, signing into state legislation, civil partnerships for gay couples, defending abortion rights for women, and perhaps most infamously from the perspective of the Christian right, signing into Massachusetts law a state-level version of universal health care, pre-Obamacare. That's a record that does impress a lot of moderates still. But of course, they have a question in their minds as to whether Romney has moved too far to the right in order to win the Republican nomination. So there are kind of two challenges ahead for Romney, one with the conservative Christian base of his party, which doesn't believe Mormonism is a religion. A lot of them believe that Mormonism is a cult still, and also the moderate constituencies that he will need to win over if he's going to beat Obama in the November poll.